from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexiou in Washington. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions at the Justice Department today saying he's tripled the number of investigations into unauthorized leaks of classified information and that four people have already been charged.
We are taking a stand. This culture of leaking must stop.
Just yesterday, the Washington Post first published leaked transcripts of President Trump's January phone calls with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
No government can be effective when its leaders cannot discuss sensitive matters in confidence or talk freely in confidence with foreign leaders.
Sessions says he'll investigate and seek to bring criminals to justice and not allow rogue anonymous sources with security clearances to sell out the country.
This is one of the most sophisticated plots that has ever been attempted on Australian soil.
Michael Phelan, Australia's Federal Police Deputy Commissioner, saying a plot directed by Islamic State was centered around an improvised chemical device designed to release the highly toxic hydrogen sulfide. Phelan says security and law enforcement reacted rapidly to the threat, thus thwarting it before it could get anywhere near an airport.
This hydrogen sulfide is very difficult to make, so I want to make it quite clear that whilst it may have been a hypothetical plot for these people to put forward, we were a long way from having a functional device.
Two brothers facing terrorism charges, a third man remaining in custody. The U.S. economy netting 209,000 jobs in July, most of the jobs in restaurants, business services, and health care. But still 7 million Americans still out of work. This is VOA News.